Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, we were talking about pranks this morning because with Halloween, it's trick or treat, but there's no more tricks anymore. It's just all about treats.
That's what the kids are about these days.
We need to bring the pranks back. So we asked you about those and lots of great comments on Facebook. Anthony Harden said, we put an ad on Craigslist wanting a roommate for a friend one time, and he didn't know. Then people kept calling him, and he didn't know what was going on, and he wasn't very happy when he figured it out.
Yeah, I bet. Good one, Anthony.
Let's see here. Aretha Winningham says, I placed a tater in a tailpipe so the car would backfire. They thought the car was tore up.
I bet they were exhausted.
Tasha Mackey, she put on there, she tagged her friend Crystal. And he said, remember that time we put that picture up of my washer and dryer on LSN for free and put your cell number on it? Yeah, good Crystal one. Still remembers, by the way, she commented.
Good one.
And then our buddy Travis called in.
Hey, Jason, this is Travis. What's going on, man?
What's up, Travis? You doing all right?
Doing great this morning. Doing a little worse. Hey, I got a prank for you this morning.
Okay, what is it?
Well, when I was a kid, I hid in the dryer while my nonna was folding clothes.
Yeah.
And I covered myself up with towels and with sheets and stuff, and I let her get about three or four towels in, folding them, before I reached through the dryer and grabbed her and tried to pull her in it. She started screaming and cussing and took off running towards the front door, and I heard the door open, but I never did hear it close. So then I realized she's on her way back to get me.
Yeah.
So I tried to get out of the dryer and got my foot caught and fell, and she beat the crap out of me.
I don't blame her. I would have, too.
Yeah, that was a pretty rough beating, and my pa just stood there and laughed the whole time.
That's a good one, Travis.
Thank God. You guys have a good morning.
You too, man.
You too, Travis.
See you, buddy.
This morning we found out it's never too late to put out pumpkin spice products. I really thought the pumpkin spice thing was done now that Halloween's over.
It's not?
No, I thought anything that's going to come out with pumpkin spice has been put out by now.
You'd think so.
Wrong.
Oh, no, there's more on its way.
At least one more. At least one more just came out, like, yesterday.
Oh, great.
Now, come on. You're late on the pumpkin spice deal. Yeah. I'm sorry, Yar.
That was like late August.
Yeah, that's when you're supposed to come out with your weird pumpkin spice stuff, not now.
Goobers.
The latest pumpkin spice product is...
Okay, let us have it.
Pumpkin spice colored urine proof women's underwear.
All right.
Yeah, and it's by a company called Thinks that's selling them. Which to me, when I hear Thinks, all I hear is Mike Tyson saying stinks. So I think that's a terrible name for this product.
I wear my Thinks.
Yeah,
you should wear Thinks too.
Is he saying stinks or Thinks?
I wear Thinks.
Kentucky Fried Chicken had a winner for the kid or the parents who would name their kid Harlan Harlan Sanders, Colonel Harlan Sanders.
Name him after KFC.
Right. It was his 128th birthday. So somebody did it. They named their daughter Harlan Rose and they got $11,000.
That's pretty.
Well, dummy me couldn't figure out why they were doing $11,000, but we got this nice call.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah.
You was talking about the $11,000 for naming the child after Colonel Sanders?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know how they come up with $11,000, don't you?
No.
11 herbs and spices.
Oh, well, now it makes sense.
What about if you were going to name
it? It ain't that funny, man. Just because I don't have KFC on my mind all the time, don't make me stupid.
Well, you know... I think what Tony says all the time.
Well, but if you were going to name one of your children after a restaurant, what would you go with?
What would I go with?
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. And the front porch, you'd be the border.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get up here on the border, yeah, Taco Bell.
Anytime Taco Bell's in trouble, you better run for the border.
Have a good guys.
See you, dude. Man, come to find out, me and Tony are pretty good actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I say pretty good, I mean, you know.
Use that loosely.
It's whatever, but it was another social media theater this morning.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Well, you're listening to the two best actors on the radio currently right now in this area.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, some social media theater here. This comes from the timeline of Matt, and he's trying to fake his death.
Oh, Matt's desperate.
All right, Tony, you'll play Matt.
All right.
I'll play his friend Jim and his friend Greg, and we're going to get some help from Haley this morning. She's going to be playing Paige.
All righty.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
Matt. Hey, guys, can you comment, rest in peace, on my next picture? I want my girlfriend to think I'm dead. I recently moved, and she wants to keep the relationship going. But I really want to move on. It was just too toxic with her.
Jam, what the hell?
Paige, any chance she could be writing the same thing right now? Hashtag toxic, hashtag fake death.
Greg, Matt, why don't you just explain that this long distance thing isn't going to work out? Most times, being honest is the best plan.
Matt. Do any of you remember JoJo, my pet rat? He went missing right after I told my girlfriend I couldn't spend Saturday with her because I had to clean out JoJo's tank.
Jim. Well, I mean, could that be a coincidence?
Matt. JoJo lived in an aquarium. He can't climb a glass wall.
Greg. Oh, come on, strange things happen sometimes.
Matt, you mean things with no explanation? Like when I discovered that most of my contacts had been backed up to an iCloud account that isn't mine? I'm sure it was just the Russians. Or the time she borrowed my iPad and activated my Find My iPhone app so she could see where I was.
Paige, post that death picture, Matt. I'm ready to sign. This girl sounds crazy. Hashtag rest in peace.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Tony provided us with a brand new country lyric this morning.
He's a songwriter.
It's the best one that was never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Roses are red and so are monkey butts. I think she's perfect. She hates my guts.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And in case you missed today's word of the day,
here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Lardering. Lardering is what you call a group of pigs loafing around in a public area. Lardering.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
And we'll leave you as normal with today's
Real Good.
Most kids are worshiping all the candy they got.
You know it.
Counting it, coveting it, hiding it, more making sure sugar. Their parents don't get it.
More chocolate, more sugar.
But this story is refreshing. There's a 9-year-old girl. Her name is Libby Stanton. And by the way, she hates candy.
Oh.
She hates it.
9 years old?
But, you know, still, it's a huge time of year for her. For the past 3 years, she's been getting people to donate their leftover Halloween candy so she can send it to the troops.
Oh, what a little.
This girl's nine. This girl's 9 years old, and this is what she's doing. It's part of a program called Treats for Troops that's run by the charity Soldier Angels. Every year, they send thousands of pounds of candy to troops and veterans, and Libby is a big part of it. Wow. She got involved in 2016, collected 80 pounds of candy.
Dang.
Then last year, she got 600 pounds of candy.
What a gal.
Her goal this year is 1,000 pounds of candy.
Can you imagine the soldier, the troop over there that sitting there guarding an embassy or something, right, and he gets a little piece of chocolate from that little girl.
No word yet on how much she's collected, but she's pretty confident she'll hit her goal. And if you have too much candy left over, the charity website lets you search by zip code and find the closest drop-off point. Just go to soldierangels.org or soldiersangels.org/treatsfortroops, and you can get involved and be just like this 9-year-old girl named Libby.
What a little patriot.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's America.
Libby, you are real good. Thanks for listening to Today's In Case You Missed It.